It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Welcome, dear listener, to the Ndalama Insights Business Show. I'm your host, Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and my guest today is Mr. John Banda. John is a Lusaka-based business consultant and founder of Eastern Light Consultancy. John, good morning, and how are you doing today?
I'm well, Mukonki, and good morning to you as well.
Brilliant. Looking forward to an exciting episode with you today.
Same here, same.
Okay, so, John, knowledge is power. I heard this so many times when I was young, and I'm pretty sure you heard that as well.
Yes, yes.
And today we are discussing the importance of knowledge or information to a growing business. Our discussion comes from Mr. Mubita Luvinda. He was in full-time employment and plans to start a stationery store. Mubita wants to know, what is the importance of knowledge to a growing business? It's a very interesting topic that Mubita is actually bringing up. So before we start, I want us to cover the basics first. What does knowledge mean in a business?
Thank you so much, Mukonki. Knowledge in a business, and a lot of people have come to divorce education from entrepreneurship because a lot of people haven't defined knowledge in a business accurately. Academic knowledge is very different from knowledge in a business. Knowledge in a business basically is the ongoing data set collection that has to do with you delivering value to your customers. It is not a one-time thing to say, okay, I read a book or I've been to university, therefore I have got knowledge to serve my customers. Most knowledge, by the way, in the universities, you find that has to do with principles that were very applicable some time back, with no offense, and we need, of course, university education. But when it comes to knowledge in a business, it's very fluid. It's always ongoing, especially today. Maybe in 1964, it wasn't like that, or 1984. But with globalization, with the internet, customers are more demanding than ever. They are more powerful than ever. They will quickly leave you for a new entrant on the market if you're not serving them better, faster, cheaper. That's why it's very important to constantly, on the minute, timely, knowing what does Mukonki need today. Because what Mukonki needed yesterday might be a different thing from what she needs today because of digitization. Your needs are ever evolving. Therefore, knowledge in a business has to do with continuous data sets on people's highest priorities, which you might call people's needs. Continuous, it's always fluid. What do they need? How do they need it? When do they need it? Sometimes they need it at 0-2, and your business says we operate from 7 to 18. So what do? If 50% of people suddenly change their tests and they say we need a red dress, what do? You say, I don't need it right now. And that's why you look at companies like Netflix. They have disrupted the movie industry right now. Because Netflix today, you watch a movie today, they already have information on what you want to watch tomorrow.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And like you've said, John, with the coming of the internet and developments in technology, I believe information is readily available. Yes. If you are looking for it, you are going to find it. But the challenge lies in identifying and collecting relevant information, the right information for your business.
Yes.
How do we solve this challenge?
Well, that's where now you must move away from being product-centric and move into being people-centric. We are not in a product-driven economy anymore. We are in an experience-driven economy. People are no longer interested in a phone. They are interested in what a phone can do, what can I do with my phone and all that. So the value, an example, the value of a phone in 1970-something or the value of a phone in 1980 was 80% mechanical and 20% software. But today, the value of a phone is 20% mechanical. In other words, the phones today are smaller, but more powerful. In other words, what you need to do today in order for you to uncover the correct information, the right information about your customers, is to always be listening at a pace twice than at a pace you are talking and speaking. And that's why today, the biggest companies today, even manufacturers, for example, on the dashboard of a very good vehicle today, there are over 200 sensors on a dashboard today that are picking information, Mukonki, on how you're driving, which road you are using, the quality of the road and all that. As in real time, the car is communicating with the manufacturer to say, Mukonki, right now probably the temperature in Zambia is so much, so tomorrow we should design a vehicle that is this way. I know what I'm saying is really next age, but you can even apply it in your business as long as you have a phone or you have a computer. How many times, Mukonki, have you used the taxi driver and they drop you at home without even asking for your number? And it's very common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, tomorrow you will need a taxi, right? And you'll be saying, that guy who dropped me yesterday, do I have his number? You don't have his number. They don't bother to give you a card or to ask for the number because they don't understand the right way to get information. And the same taxi driver tomorrow will be complaining that, you know what, there's no business. Business is tough.
And it's not just taxi drivers. I remember buying just a very simple outdoor chair.
Yes.
From some boys that were working on the street. And I was asking them, I may need a lot more.
Do you have a number?
Do you have a number that I can get? And they seem not interested.
Of course.
So that applies to so many other situations.
Exactly. And guess what? You, Mukonki, if you are happy with the chair that you bought, well, somebody else will be happy with the chair that you bought. And you might want to refer them to where you bought the chair from. So you have got 20 people, 30 people, 100 people who might give these boys business, but because they don't value information. So one of the things that you would do today is to invest in a very simple information gathering tool.
Exactly. And when you talk about information gathering, John, one important use of information is actually information about your customers. If you're able to collect information on your customers, you, regardless of the size of your business, whether you're small, whether you're big, you know that customers are at the core of everything that you do.
Exactly.
So collecting information about them is extremely important. Give me examples of what kind of information you can collect about a customer. For example, if we look at Mubita Lubinda's, question that he's asking, what value can he get from collecting information about his customers?
Well, first of all, you collect the most important information is what your customers' needs are. Because what customers buy are solutions. They're not buying your product. High utility. Your customers are buying a product that is going to solve their problem. So the most critical information would be, what is your major problem? For example, when you're buying clothes for kids, most of the times people think that parents determine the type of clothes that their kids wear. But Mukonki, you know that you don't determine the kind of clothes your children wear.
No, especially if my child is a girl and she's 5 years old.
Exactly.
She already knows what she wants.
She already knows what she wants. And someone else is influencing that buying decision. It could be
her friends at school.
It could be iCarly, okay,
exactly.
On TV. And I saw this talk with iCarly.
It could be Frozen.
It could be Frozen and all that. And so most people, they don't understand, what problem am I solving? What is my customer's need? So to really hit the home run with this point is that find out what is the major need of your customer. And then the second knowledge part, data set that is very important for your customer, is what is their major buying process? Because sometimes people don't buy products, but they buy convenience. So how does my customer want the product delivered? How do they want it packaged? What is their pain point, in other words?
Okay. John, when it comes to information, there's a key concept people tend to forget. Information is really about insight.
Yes.
You see, a number, for example, if you read your profit and loss or balance sheet, if you get any finance report and you get net profit, that number is only useful if it translates into insight.
Exactly.
John, while information is everywhere, is it enough to just have information on its own? Does it matter if you know whether your customers are satisfied or not? What is the value of that information?
You know, the value of the information is in what you do with it to improve your value offering. A lot of people, they think that gathering information in itself is a very big deal. No, it's how you are interpreting the information and also how you execute after getting that piece of information. So the execution in terms of delivering value to your customer is important. Like the Japanese, they have a term called Kaizen, constant and never-ending improvement. So on-time information, in real-time information, as you are gathering it, that's why the biggest companies today, they have got real-time data analytics tools. So as you are gathering the information, you are also immediately iterating, improving. One company I was studying, okay, Tesla Motors, and these guys, the value of a Tesla vehicle last year, the same vehicle, the same hardware, probably this year is 80%, even 120% more, the same vehicle. Because what they do is that as you are driving the vehicle, immediately the vehicle is improving itself. They're updating the software and all that. What that means is that if I'm gathering information about my customer, let's say my customer says the T-bone yesterday wasn't well done, I must be able to take note. This customer prefers his T-bone way well done. Immediately, the moment I see that customer, I shouldn't even forget their name. I've experienced this in restaurants where you get there the following day and you are smiling to the waiter and say, "Hey, I'm back. I hope my T-bone." And she's like, "You are Mr. Who again?" You see, there's no value of the information.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how you're improving your execution, that's what is the value of information.
That is very true, John. Because having information on its own, I don't think adds any value to your business.
No, it doesn't.
It is in the usage. How do you change your way of doing business as a result of obtaining that feedback and information that you're getting from anywhere? So as we conclude, a number of small business owners operate with very limited information because of cost. Others say time to collect and actually process that information. Why should businesses invest their time and money in information systems for their businesses?
Well, because in today's world, definitely, an information system is the difference between you losing and winning. You need to be constantly gathering data on your current customers, past customers, why did they leave, and also our non-customers. Why are they our non-customers? Because today, your number one problem is not even competition. Today, your number one problem are your customers and your non-customers. Forget about competition. I read a quote somewhere where someone said that if you don't treat your customers well, your competitors will love you. Okay? In other words, they will know that basically you are going to lose your customers to them. By the way, today, how do we treat our customers well? By knowing their needs. How do we know their needs? By having an information system in place. That is more critical than ever.
What do you say to those that say it's expensive, I don't have time?
Well, there's a difference between price and cost. I think, Mukonki, you know better. You are in this business. The difference between price is you are investing in something. That's the price of an information system, which is going to bring dividends and profits and all that. If you refuse to invest, it's like a woman saying, you know what, I'm not going to take care of myself or work out because I'm already married. And so what happens? The husband leaves her. So it's the same thing. It's like saying, I don't care whether my customers, I understand their needs or I don't. It is very costly not to invest in an information system.
I like your last quote, John.
I like it too.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our program. I wish we could continue talking about this. It's been really interesting. Dear listener, we've come to the end of the program today. We can still continue our discussion on Facebook. If you join our Facebook group right now, that is the Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners Group, we can continue our discussion today. And if you've got any question for John or for myself, you can contact me on 0977-445604. That's 0977-445604. Also, take note of tomorrow, Wednesday's episode, where we will be discussing an issue coming from Samuel Tutue, who is asking, how can I understand my customers? Don't miss that. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com. For recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid in Lusaka.